The Piano Man, Anon, Art Gallery of New South Wales. In brillig t-shirt, shorts and sandals, he stands hammering the whitened teeth of a gleaming black Yamaha at the top of its range. An emptying sound. The reverb repaying attention to an art gallery. The urinal's automatic flush. The sound of roaches en masse. An amplified electronic scratching of chitin carapace from an installation on the first floor. He sits down at his site-specific art, listening for the harmonics, and starts up an incoming tide of warm arpeggios, rippling over the woman who lies slumped against a tree. Her child explores her tired lap. Her husband, back to us, puts a billy on to boil. Bird calls account for the solitude of figures closely framed by and tonally close to the bush. The landscape tightens around a family on the wallaby track. No sign of luggage or tools. They're not on a picnic, but inside, outside the bush. The swagman is looking for work, not seeing the leaves and warm lake light, or hearing the piano testing itself against number. The foreground focus sharpens the bark of a tree, the mother's hair, but between canvas, figure and surface, grasses and flowers bloom. If only you could touch it when still fresh, let the pollen stain your fingertips. Proof.